Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Office Hours Live. It is, let's get this settled. There's been a big argument about what day today is. Everybody has their opinions, but there's only... But facts don't care about your feelings. Because I looked this up. I went on Google and it was confirmed that it is September 8th. September 7th. September 7th, 2021. 23. Is this the Gregorian calendar we have going or what? Pets are already soaking wet. Vic, can I get my shot on the monitor, please? Somebody, just for a second. I want to see, do a little visual gag here. There we go. Vic?
Yes.
Take a whiff. Look, turn your head to the right. There it is.
Yes.
Sure smells good.
How's that smell?
Sure smells good.
Doug, give it a whiff. It's just wet. It's
unscented.
Look at the shot. Are you seeing this?
Why is it so wet now, already?
This show started.
Look at, you guys look like munchkins, and you're coming to smell the Pit King. Get Doug, give it a lick. Wait. Give it a one lick.
Like Keith?
Oh, it tickles. Wait, go ahead, tickle me, Vic. Wait, hold on. Why have we never done that before?
How has that never happened?
I don't know. It's very hot in here because I forgot to turn the air conditioning on when I arrived. So much going on. Welcome to the show. We'll do this bit throughout the day. Huh? I mean, we'll kill some time. Hey, tickle me.
Well, it's so weird to like, because it's backwards. So I'm like a weatherman, you know?
I know.
Like,
that's
I have to go to my right if I want to tickle.
We're having fun. Wait,
already.
Do it again,
this is
Dave.
Great.
Do it again.
Ready?
One more.
Yes. Oh, I hope you're watching. These
awesome.
Idiots that listen to the
awesome.
Podcast only.
I know.
Some of these people that don't watch. I can't get that. I don't get what that... This is a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just podcast, but we love podcasts, too. Today's going to be a big show because... Yes, you have your HBO drop whenever I mention TV. It's not TV. It's Office Hours. Speaking of TV and entertainment in general...
More TV than I
in
really
studio do. Right now, looking at me, enjoying the show, I could tell already, is Chris Fleming, great comedian, entertainer, actor, musician. Chris, welcome to the show.
Tim, thank you so much for having me.
Stop it. As I'm introducing my guest, there's no need.
What about us?
I know.
Oh, shit. I forgot. Well, we had so much fun tickling each other.
I want to do my good horning.
All right, then you got that. And Vic, good morning to you.
Do I have is it okay if I do a good horning to Doug? Let's steal his thing. I have a new horn.
Let me rule on that.
Ah! Okay. Ready? Doug, good horning. There you go.
That's a great
It's a good horn, right?
Can I get back to my main guest?
Wait, let me get you right back. Good horning.
This is such an easy show for a guest.
Well,
you don't have to do it.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning.
I feel like a studio audience. in a good way.
Good morning, Vic.
No, we want to honor you, Doug. And your fans. We have to make sure that
you want to honor my fans.
Yeah, I want to give them the opportunity to enjoy your humor. Later in the show. Later in the show, Ruth Garbus. And I'm going to talk more about Ruth, and she's going to join us for the second half. If you remember, we had King Tuff. King Tuff, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. King Tuff, da-da-da. Thank you. And Ruth came in to sing with King. Sing with the King. She won a prize to sing with the King. And then the other day, Matt says, hey, Ruth is in town. She's on tour. She's got a new album out. Do you want to have her come in? Because when she was in here, we loved her presence. We loved her aura, mm-hmm. her energy, her laughter, her enjoyment, her great energy. I didn't really, I'll be honest, I didn't know her music. Matt sent a link to the new album, and I'm driving home from somewhere. I put this sucker on, and I mean, it stopped me in the, I slammed on the brakes.
You pulled the e-brake?
Yeah. And no, it was beautiful. I said, what the fuck? What the hell? This is the good stuff. Get her the hell in here. Talk about burying the lead. So we're going to have a song from Ruth, and I will be performing it with her. This song, the lead track or whatever it is, the song that came up first was blew me away.
Yeah,
Chris. And I've been listening to it all week. And the thing about the song is, there's another voice in the song. Mm-hmm. It's a lower voice. That person isn't here.
I love Batman.
And I said, would you play that song? She said, I will, but I don't have that second voice because that person's not here. I said, say no.
Garbus and Heidecker.
Yeah. I said, say no if you don't want to do this, but I would be honored to sing it with you. So that's going to happen later in the show. And people are already, you could feel the energy out there, Vic.
I thought you guys put these sounds in post. I was like, there's no way that they have access to this many sounds.
Yeah, well,
and
they're deranged.
Quick.
Yeah. Dog. They're very good at something that's very hard to market.
Okay.
many people dislike.
So many people dislike it, Doug.
It's very back of the classroom energy.
Exactly. Right, some people don't. Well, I can get into the comments if you want.
You read them?
I do. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
What? Me too.
I can't. I feel mostly bad for people when they get mad about stuff like this. Like they feel they need to chime in. And like on this Bill Maher parody we did, you know, you have all these people saying like how much they loved it and all this stuff. And then this is just not funny.
Right.
And none of. And so it's like, is that person not reading the other comment? Like, how can you, like, why would you chime in? Have you ever chimed in on anything?
No.
I know I harp on this a lot.
No, I'm not a comment section person.
No, are you?
I mean, no, if I know the person, I'll.
Sure. Yeah, positive.
But I would energy. Never, no, I would never negatively put something out
but
there.
But I guess it's okay. People want the feeling of community, negative or positive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try to look at the bright side of everything.
But it affects you, Tim. I feel like you wouldn't give a shit.
I shouldn't. But I don't give a shit, but it's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Anthropologically speaking. Sociologically speaking.
Right.
People
right.
get so mad at Vic and Doug. So that was a good interview, but those sound effects ruined it for me.
This is like woke central.
Why is he standing and with those guys behind him? It's like, guys, I'm not changing, okay? This is who I am. This is what I like to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're either on board or you're not.
I think it accents it beautifully. I really do.
Well, the show, on the other side of it, we have lots of fans of the show, and people seem to enjoy it.
It's thrilling to see it in the, it's overwhelming to the senses right now.
It is, yeah.
It's giving me some kind, I don't know if synesthesia is the word, but I'm definitely.
You can smell the drops.
I can hear... The hat. There's a lot happening.
You can hear Vic's hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's also a thing I noticed that with the show, the rhythm we've developed is that it's intense barrage in the first 15 minutes. Then these guys kind of wear themselves out.
They're like children. You know?
Yeah, they get a little sleepy.
It's the terrible twos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I've issued the challenge. But let's take a call real quick, Matt, because I know the Zoom room is full. The other thing people don't like on the show is the Zoomers. You know, these people, the comments we get are they ruin the show and it's boring and people have nothing to say.
The community at large, you mean? When you Zoom in, people. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see them, and I agree with that to some degree.
Next call. Well, we've got an old pal, Julian.
Oh, Julian Lennon, first son of John Lennon.
Oh.
Hi, Julian.
What's up, Julian?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to briefly mention that great news. It has been 3 years to the day since my last drink.
Hey, whoa. All right. Well, it's beautiful. Been about 3 minutes to the minute since mine. It's the only way I get through this damn show.
I got my Baileys. Thank you very much.
Well, congratulations to you.
Congrats, Julian.
You look great.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for everything that you guys contributed. I love your guys' work. I love the Delmar parody. You guys are doing such a great job. And thank you, Vic. Thank you, Doug. Thank you, Matt. And thank you all. Love you very much.
Very happy for you. Hey, what is a tip if somebody's trying to quit? What's something that would go through your head or you would tell yourself? Or how do you fight those urges?
Mindfulness. Mindfulness and meditation are really big. To be present with those cravings and to kind of just be one with it. It's really difficult, but it does get easier as time goes on. So I encourage you to be mindful and to be present in every capacity.
Very nice.
Thank you, Julian.
Very well said. Thank you, Julian.
All right. Well,
keep
safe
going,
travels
man.
To your, on your sobriety. Chris, are you an addict of any kind?
I did stop drinking a year ago.
You did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It
was it getting out of control?
I just liked it too much.
Yes.
Yeah, the good stuff.
You're an Irishman.
I am an Irishman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was too good of a time. So
really?
I just am trying to go a while without it. I don't know. I don't know if I'll go back, but.
I'm doing the same thing, actually. I've gone over a month.
You were not drinking for a while.
Huh?
Yeah, you were not drinking at all for a while, then you dip back in?
Well, I keep flirting with it. I'll take a month here and there, but I think I might go just permanent. I've done it enough.
That's hard to do.
I don't know what you're doing over there.
Oh, I'm doing the Rubik's Cube.
Well,
on tour, though.
Well, if I ever have kids, I'll have to start drinking more.
Yeah, I mean,
totally.
You were a mess on tour.
I was a mess. No, I wasn't that bad.
Is that your addiction, Vic, the Rubik's?
The Rubik's Cube.
No, we hear the sound of the Rubik's
Cube. Oh, I didn't know. This is the first time I brought a Rubik's in.
You got to lube your cube.
I got to lube.
You got a WD-40.
Wait, wasn't that a fake ad at one point? Rubik's Lube?
That should be.
Rubik's Lube. Rubik's
Lube. I wouldn't say you were a mess, no.
No, I was fine. I drank. Yeah, I drank the, because like I... To get up on stage like
you
that.
You bought a bottle of Jack Daniels.
I did. Yeah, I did. Last few days.
What are you, the bass player from Van Halen?
Oh, my God. He doesn't drink. You know that?
He just fills it with
he just has a bass that's made out of like Jack Daniels bottles. It looks
like
it.
Well, they fired him for...
did Michael Anthony?
Well, then they brought in, what's his name, son to cover bass.
Oh, yeah. Eddie's
Wolfgang.
Boy.
Wolfgang's a fan of mine.
Yeah, he's probably listening right now.
All right. God, this is just a freewheeler.
Do you have any addictions?
Me? Addictions? Yeah. No, nothing to speak of. I mean, I have compulsions.
Totally. You obsessive?
I don't know about that. We're going to move on.
Oh, sure. Sorry.
How dare you try to go out and start trying to get in my head?
Chris. No, sorry.
We're here to talk about you.
I know.
I think he's addicted to black.
I'm addicted to peanut M&Ms.
It's not that bad.
Peanut M&Ms.
They're big, though. You have to be like a boa constrictor to get those things down.
Peanut M&Ms?
They're giant.
You don't swallow them whole.
Well, if you're used to
a whole bag at once.
You know how most M&Ms are this? Peanut M&Ms?
Most M&Ms?
Peanut M&Ms are like, they're like a bird egg.
No, they're not that big. They're nuts.
We're talking about Cadbury eggs.
Well, I get the unshelled peanut M&Ms. That's what I get. Maybe that's why they're a little bigger. And they got that voluptuous.
You know, I do a bowl. My snack lately has been a bowl of peanut M&Ms with
whipped cream.
Half and half, half peanut M&Ms.
Oh.
Half peanut butter filled pretzels. Those,
what?
You know what I'm talking about?
I thought you were going to say half and half, like the cream.
No, I pick one of each and pop them in.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Those are good.
Fantastic.
I love those.
That's decadent, Tim.
Oh, I live a decadent life.
Peanut butter is so good.
My little
cool.
Waterloo black cherry. My mom came over. She brought the Waterloo black cherries. Which
those are right out of Brigadoon, those things. Those
is magical.
And the dingleberry flavor is pretty good, too.
My mom brought over these terrible ones, spiced apple.
Ooh, that sounds kind of good.
I didn't care for it. All right.
Too storied a flavor for you?
What should we get into with Chris first? First of all, I want to say I've known you. Well, I should say.
We had a brief
I haven't
alliance.
Seen you.
Yeah.
In something, what it would be, 8 years?
Yeah, almost a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We cast Chris, and a commercial for glue. If we're going to get right down to it.
Yeah, and thank you so much for that.
A Super Bowl commercial.
Yes, I've never gotten that many texts in my life.
Yeah, you were all over the place.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And do we have a clip of that? I don't know, Matt.
You had me get down on all fours with my tongue out.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we'll be able to see it here.
Yeah. Oh, there I think so.
There he is. Is that you? No.
Well, we'll get to it. I'll start. All right, here's the
We don't want to watch the whole thing.
No, we'll. I've got it ready.
How long could it possibly be?
There's an extended cut that you put out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There he is. There he is. Look at you. Pause again.
As they say,
given that you can look,
it,
but you can't touch. Yeah. Is what I was.
There's more.
Now, do you have any recollections or memories of me as a director?
I do. Mm. I described you as like a tiger in a zoo, because you were proud. You were like at lunch, everyone was sitting, and you were stalking. Like,
who was I stalking?
I mean, like around, like walking with an intensity, and I said, this guy is a genius. You had like a Stanley Kowalski intensity,
or Stanley Kubrick,
or Kubrick. No, seriously, I was really intimidated.
Oh,
and.
Man.
Yeah, no, you had me get down on all fours, put my tongue out.
You know what I remember is two things. One, Eric was very sick that day.
Oh, I remember him standing a lot.
He had like an ice pack on his head.
Okay.
And I don't know what was going on. He had something going on.
Ice pack.
Yeah, he was like feverish, you know.
Oh,
like,
God.
And then I was at my wit's end with the agency on that particular spot.
You had an anger, yeah.
Yeah.
Not towards the performers. Us.
No. But well, they were pushing and pushing and pushing for more and more, and it was like clear we had gotten everything. You know, we'd like basically stripped the buffalo clean and used all its parts, you know. It was...
Even the molars? Yeah.
Yeah, everything was way too much to work with.
Yeah.
And some of these... What if they started talking about... Guacamole. Ask him to tell about guacamole, something like that. And I lost it, man. I said like something.
How
like, these are not improvisational actors.
You started doing improv.
Yeah.
You started saying this is improv comedy.
Yeah.
I can do improv comedy, and you started improvising.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was wild to watch.
It was very frustrating. It passed. And anyways,
given your history of casting, I was trying to figure if I was in on it or not.
Well, if you were, yes, if it was an insult to be casted.
No, but
you have a look. You have a distinguished.
No, totally.
Yes, I mean it reads right away.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Especially
that.
When we put you in some Today's Man outfit, right?
Yes.
Anyways.
Yes. No, I had a lovely time. Oh, and that wall, you were like, Chris, you have one shot. To get this.
Just go.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Well, you did.
I was
it.
Trembling. Yeah.
You did.
Here's line.
Oh, he's got a line?
Oh, yeah.
There come the residuals.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, great seeing you tonight.
Now that sounds like an improv suggestion from me. Hey, great seeing you tonight.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly. I think you also made the older gentleman say, Mimi hungry.
That could be.
Mimi so hungry. Yeah. So hungry or something.
Sounds about right. Now, yeah. I have to apologize. I'm totally distracted because Matt and I were talking about how awful this Zoom's homepage is. Mm-hmm. If anyone's watching right now, log on into zoom.us. And I don't think I've ever seen a worse website.
You just sounded like Trump Whoop. When you said that.
I've never seen a worse website.
No one's ever seen such a worse website.
Look how everything moves around.
Oh, that's cool how it moves around.
I don't have a problem with it.
I think it's
actually.
Neat.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
It's growing
just,
on
like, who's go going back to that page? To re- like, what are you going to do there? You just use the app, right?
This, all these things floating in and out, I don't care for.
If you want to check up on the new developments, you know, you go to zoom.com.
All right, let's zoom in the city of the day.
Okay, hold on. I got to change screens here. Sorry.
Dad?
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 The city of the day.
It's so loud. My headphones are so loud too. I can't. It's like a theme. The City of the Day is sponsored by Kiwi Nair. Do you love the taste of kiwi fruit but hate the fuzz? According to several researchers, kiwi skin is safe to consume and contains loads of vitamins and nutrients. But who wants to put that gross, hairy skin in their mouth? Introducing Kiwi Nair. The hair removal solution that's designed for fruit. Now you can make your kiwis, peaches, or any other furry fruits nice and bald before you eat them. Just spread the Nair on a fresh kiwi, wait 30 minutes, and rinse it off in the dishwasher. Oh. And if you're a freak who loves the fur, we also offer minoxidil hair growth for fruit. Turn any apple, pear, or grape into a thick, hairy beast. So eat fur or eat bald with Kiwi Nair. The one-stop solution for your fruit lifestyle. Go to Kiwi Nair. Kiwi Nair. Kiwi Nair. Kiwi Nair. Okay. Kiwi Nair Miracle / Eat Bald and order your creams today. Oh boy, I can't wait to hear what Doug's 15-second jingle sounds like.
Kiwi Nair.
By the way, if you want to join, if you want to find out, look behind the scenes on how the great DJ Doug Pound makes these jingles, see so much more, including my tour diary, an extra hour of the show every week, you go to patreon.com/officehourslive. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. All right, Doug, speaking of which, a couple things from you today.
We got to get the city of
the I will.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Just let me get this through.
Sorry.
That's okay. You didn't think I was mad at you, did you?
No.
You're so
sorry,
scary.
Yeah.
I'm so, that's so scary. You didn't think I was mad at you, did you? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
You didn't think I was mad at you, did you? Because I am. All right. Just quickly, Doug, you had a premiere of Pound House.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched one episode you sent me. When are we going to see these Pound Houses?
Our DP wanted to give it a color pass, so either it's very soon.
Okay.
It's very soon.
I can't wait.
I probably love Pound House, Doug.
Friday or Monday. Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Love the show.
It's so
good.
I
watched Tim it like is a in fan. The first episode.
All right, Tim.
I made the big bucks. All right, City of the Day is...
B.
B.
Richmond, British Columbia, Canada.
Richmond?
Hi there. Richmond, British Columbia, in
I'm sorry,
Canada.
That's Richmond, Virginia, here in America. You want to correct your statement?
British Columbia.
Right.
The best.
No, but I'm saying
Richmond
Virginia.
That there is.
We have a disagreement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we want to get clarity on this? You're saying where?
British Columbia, Canada.
And I'm saying?
Virginia.
That's right. Okay. Now we're on the same page. So what's it like out there in old Virginia?
I wouldn't know, but I'm assuming it's a nice day.
So, British where in British Columbia is Richmond?
It's just south of Vancouver. It's where the airport is. Okay. And then the terrible driving. It's the worst driving you've ever seen in your life.
I've flown into Vancouver many times.
It's a beautiful airport.
It is a beautiful airport.
It's like a zoo section of it.
There's a lot of indigenous...
Yes, plants and wildlife. Yeah, it's beautiful.
But you're right. Getting from the airport to downtown Vancouver is a nightmare.
It is.
There's no highway.
I have to do it every day, mm-hmm. and it sucks.
Damn.
But I wanted to thank you guys. I love the Holy Trinity. I love Chris Fleming so much. I'm so glad that he's here today.
Thank you.
Chris did a major public service. I'm not sure if he's aware of this, but in the video for Polyamorous, he addresses a very serious issue, and that is how terrifying board game couples really are.
thank you. It's my pleasure.
I use that video as kind of a litmus test for people's humor, and if they find any of it funny, I think they're a better person for it. But yeah, those board game couples, something has to be done about them, Chris. And I'm so glad that you're taking care of it.
Thank you. I do what I can. Thank you very much. That's really lovely to hear. Yeah, it's a terrifying thing to be in a house and all of a sudden the board game comes out.
And you just want
to listen to it. When they try to describe the rules to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't sit through the rules description.
Oh, my God.
I
used to be in this group of guys that would play this game called Battlestar Galactica, based on the TV show.
Oh, that sounds complicated.
It's so complicated.
Yeah.
It was kind of a cool premise. You had to, you know, it was sort of like Mafia a little bit, where it's like somebody is a Cylon. Mm. And you got to protect your identity, and you have to find the Cylon and everything.
So it's about betrayal and... I kind of liked how I sound.
Yeah, you should go for that.
That cool. actually worked for the first. I've actually felt myself for the first time doing that.
What if you're you're experiencing puberty, like late stage puberty?
Oh yeah, first puberty,
double puberty.
I did experience second puberty at 28. I had a theory that I experienced the second puberty.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
super sensitive. Oh yeah,
back
but sorry.
To this game. After playing it for a little while, we realized that this game is basically a dice game.
Okay.
You're essentially, you know, at the end of the day, you're getting basically down to it. You always come down to a situation where if I roll over a six, I lose.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you can dress it up however
you want.
Just
fucking play dice, which I don't want to do either.
Right.
Well, cheers to you, Canadian friend.
Yes. Get,
would you have some cheesies for me? You know, cheesies.
Yes, I will. Hawkins cheesies. And also, I wanted to say thank you to Vic. Mm. I've really been going through
Sorry, we're running out of time here. No, go ahead.
Sorry. I just wanted to say all your videos from On Cinema, Chris's videos, Vic's videos. Been going through a heck of a time of it lately. Recently, my father passed.
I'm sorry.
All of you guys, have been amazing for getting through it. So,
thanks a lot.
I really appreciate it.
On a day where I've been harping and whining and bitching about these damn YouTube comments, it is appreciated to hear some love. Yeah.
It's very nice. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm so sorry.
It's been a rough time, so I really appreciate you guys. You really got to keep doing it. And anyone also, for the gentleman who just spoke about his sobriety, anyone who's having trouble with their mental health, I've been... getting help for it and feeling better, and it takes time, but I just wanted everybody to know it's worth it and you're worth it.
Yeah. Terrific. Thank you.
Take care of everybody.
Definitely.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is a call that does not get the blue pig. I don't know if you watched last week, but if bad calls.
Oh my gosh, I'm so relieved.
Yeah. You cleared the gauntlet.
I mean, you did just do it though.
Well, it was an example. It was not.
The body keeps the score, though, too. Yeah.
No. What was your name again?
Bridie? Yeah.
Great to meet you, Bridie.
You're getting Zoomer of the day. I could tell already.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing Zoomer of the day
thank
now.
You. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we feel great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Bridie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Speaking of waterworks and crying and everything...
Thank you.
You dropped your daughter off on her first day of school yesterday.
Congratulations, Matt.
How was that?
Thank you. It's rough.
Was it rough?
Well, it's emotional.
It was emotional.
It's very emotional. They're growing up. They grow up too fast.
What grade?
Kindergarten.
Okay. Sometimes they start in eighth or something, you know?
First real school, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot.
Do we have anybody on the hotline?
We do. 208. You are live on the air.
And then I want to talk about the dumbest man on the internet lately.
Yes.
Mm. And it's not you.
208, you're live on the air.
The Richmond, Virginia bit? Love.
Oh, it's legendary.
You refusing to take
Leah?
It.
What
Leah,
did I say this last week that you made fun of me for saying it was legendary?
I don't know.
It was some dumb thing I said.
It's
I
not
referred
about
to as
number
legendary.
Ones or number twos.
Hello?
Or number threes.
Hello? There she is, Leah.
I have a question for Chris.
Yes, Chris.
Chris speaking.
Everybody can ask questions about Chris because I have none. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
You've got a
Jesus Christ.
I know. You've got a tremendous fan base out there.
Thank
people
you.
Love you.
Thank
and
you.
This opportunity to get to talk to you directly is, frankly, a real treat for
unprecedented.
Everyone. Yes, unprecedented.
Yeah.
It truly is a real treat. Thank you. So, Chris, now that Jimmy Buffett has died and sadly sauntered off this mortal coil.
Yeah.
Who do you think will take his responsibility of convincing people over 50 to give up on their dreams?
Well, I think Tim's in the front running.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was going to go a different way.
Okay, who will take over like the vacation hedonism propaganda, the nymph of the board shorts? Let me think. Who? Oh, yeah. Christ. I'm trying to think.
Joey Scarborough.
Joe Scarborough?
Maybe he can switch, you know, he could pivot.
Oh, God, I don't think there is a replacement, to be honest.
Does Joe Scarborough even like rock and roll music?
Joe Scarborough.
Yes, he does, and I have proof right here. I have to get to it.
Well, I've been a fan
who
of
has
rock and roll
to that kind of
life.
What was that, Joe? Sorry, we have Joe. Wait, hold on. We got Joe on the line. We got Joe Scarborough on the line.
Well, I've been a fan of rock and roll my entire life.
So, there it is. Yeah, that's a good question, though. Who do you think, though?
Jack Johnson, isn't that the...
That's pretty close.
I don't know.
Who?
It could have been the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
That's such a sad story. Yeah, I don't think that's...
He was very close with Guy.
Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
Maybe you can't actually live that lifestyle. You just have to like act like you live.
You promote
that lifestyle.
It.
Yeah, you can't be drinking.
You know, I'll say this about that
margaritas
Smash
every
mouth.
Day
that's
like
right.
that.
No,
those songs are fucking pretty good.
They're great.
Fine.
They're great.
Like,
they're great.
My kids love that that All Star song.
Smash Mouth music. Yeah, totally.
And they had a couple other. Might as well be Walking on the Sun.
That's a cool song. I bought that CD when it came out when I was 11.
Yeah, and the poor guy just. You know, we had talked to the guy who was sober 3 years. The poor guy just couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he had cancer or something.
No, I think he was
liver.
Kind of liver situation.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
Speaking
well,
of Jimmy Buffett,
the new
Buffett,
guy
though,
could be going to O'Doul'sville instead of Margaritaville. Something like that.
I love an O'Doul'sville.
O'Doul'sville.
Yeah.
You guys are all in the what's it called?
The NA beers.
NA
are good.
Beers
I
are
mean,
good.
Getting better.
Sammy I don't really Hagar like kinda, beer. That's why I don't mess around.
No, right.
Don't you think Sammy Hagar could fill that spot though? He kind of.
Oh yeah,
that's
got the Sammy
Hagar.
Wobble.
That's the guy. Yeah. Sammy Hagar. That's
listen
guy.
To this though. This came up in my feed.
I think Christopher Cross could step up because he's kind of got that violent vibe too.
Does yeah? Uh-huh.
You say violent vibe?
The island vibe.
Oh yeah.
But you never know.
He's got the at sea vibe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, at sea.
Yeah.
No, Matt, can you play this? This came up in my feed. This somebody tagged me in this, and it's somebody took Margaritaville and made it into a minor key.
Love it.
And it sounds to me, to my ear, and to the person that tagged me, it sounds identical to my voice. Do you have that?
Oh yeah.
That would sound exactly like
it does.
Yeah.
No, I'm not perfect.
Sounds kind of like the Eagles, too.
I know. Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
I think my friend Jack Wagner made that clip.
Jack Wagner, thanks for making the clip. I don't know if you had me in mind.
Tim, I think you're the guy. That's the answer.
That was my original idea.
Yeah.
You were promoting. You were saying that you. When what did you think the question was going to be when you were saying,
well,
Chris Tim?
Who's going to replace like the Mr. Good Time or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was ultimately
the way
the question.
She phrased it was sort of a diss on Jimmy.
Or diss on his audience.
It was a playful diss.
Yeah, oh, sure. It was very playful. Playful as a kitten right out of the box.
He exploits the idea of partying and relaxing and having fun and going on vacation. That's the thing, right? That's like what his deal was.
Exploits it?
Exploits it.
I mean, exploitation is a very... So you're not a fan?
Not of his business practices, I think.
I hear you, Vic.
You know what I mean?
I hear you, Vic.
But I mean, simple people want to have a simple time.
That's fine, I know. We're all simple people, you know?
I don't really know enough about Jimmy Buffett's music to really have an opinion. I was saying to somebody, there must be good nuggets out there. It must be album cuts of somebody
complex songs, yeah.
Just not even complex songs, just like a good tune.
There's one where it's a lot of like Gregorian chants and atonal stuff.
His Prague era was pretty cool.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
One song's just silent, like John Cage.
His No Wave stuff was weird. His collabs with Suicide was like, I don't really get that.
Not for me.
But then Matt gave a hard time to Sir Paul McCartney. Did you give you found that post to be...
Well, can I elaborate?
Yes, because, let me just... Paul McCartney.
He's one of your heroes, right, Tim? Paul?
Totally.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney wrote what I felt was a moving, very long post about Jimmy Buffett. And did we lose?
His assistant
just
wrote
lost,
it.
I think we lost power or something.
Oh, really?
Something happened in my world.
Did this camera west?
We're still going, Tim. I think you maybe just lost it up there. It looks like we're still online here.
No, Tim just, his computer lost power.
My computer just went south.
I was trying to get it.
There wasn't like a catastrophic event in the world or something.
Please, everybody talk at the same time.
All right, here's this tribute.
Tim, don't be sorry.
We're getting flashes of that.
No, I know it's there. Jack Torrance.
I thought Paul's post was touching, and it also felt like Paul is now in his 80s, and he's like seeing all these people around him go.
Yeah.
And you can feel it in his post that he's like very reflective and, kind of emotional about and I guess he was friends with Jimmy Buffett. Now, Matt, what was your problem?
Let me just make my case here. He's saying the story is he was on vacation on holiday and he forgot to bring his guitar and Jimmy offered to loan him a guitar and Paul said, I'm left-handed.
Yeah.
So then Jimmy had his roadie restring one of his guitars and loaned him it. Is Jimmy bringing his roadie on vacation? It's just a confusing, unrelatable story. Mm-hmm. Is he on vacation? He's like going to a Jimmy Buffett shit. Like, what is this? Who brings their roadie?
Also, the glasses he's wearing.
I don't know.
Those glasses drive me nuts.
He looks like an architect.
Can you rule on this? Because do you think that's an out of touch thing?
I think it's very out of touch. To bring it up, too, as if he's like this great guy. I mean, his roadie did all the work.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, come on. Oh, get out of here.
Hey, look, maybe Macca wanted to say something nice, and that's all he had.
That's all he had.
But he's keeping it honest.
Yeah, look at his face.
He could have just said he
loaned
me a
guitar. This is a Michael McDonald 2.0 situation.
That's as good as a wealthy person can be, is like, my roadie can offer you a service.
Restring my guitar.
Maybe he was staying, maybe they were on holiday and Jimmy was playing that night.
Are they waltzing in that?
Yeah, what is that?
He loves me.
But also, why does Paul need a guitar on vacation?
That's a good question.
I'm going to walk out.
Can one of his servants bring his guitar?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's Paul McCartney. He can go to any guitar center and they'll give him.
You guys, do you realize what the audience is doing with this information? They're endearing. I'm endearing myself to them, and you're isolating them.
We'll let the court of public opinion.
Let's see here.
What does the chat say, Doug? What do those fucking goons have to say?
Let's see.
I just lost all my goodwill.
That's good.
Jimmy wasn't on vacation. Pretty.
It's just a
what about Chinese buffet? I mean, they're all over the place here. This AI wrote the article. Somebody thinks.
No, Paul wrote it. It's not an article. It's an Instagram.
McCartney's post is AI.
AI wrote his Instagram.
Those people look AI, actually.
Can we take a Zoom call, please?
I mean, do you think Paul's sitting there on his phone typing all that out?
No way.
No way, right?
I think he is.
His roadie's doing
lefty?
It.
No way. No way.
I'm a lefty. Watch it.
You're going to live longer.
I guaranteed. I'm probably never going to die this year. Can I get a Zoomer, Matt? Somebody talk me off a cliff here. I'm about to lose it. You don't find that to be disrespectful. Don't find that to be out of touch, do you, that post from Paul?
I
mean, why? Wait, first of all,
I need time to process it.
Tim, I'm going to say...
Of course Paul McCartney's out of touch. He's Paul fucking McCartney.
That's right, that's right, that's right. I think it's lovely. I think
Why
it's lovely.
Shouldn't he be?
Yeah.
Why should he be in touch?
I think Matt's bringing up a
he's
good
on, he's on like fucking another level.
No, you're right.
We should be so glad that he's saying anything to us.
That's yeah, true. It would be insulting to pretend that he's in touch, for him to pretend that.
I'm a man of the people, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You better not be.
Let me touch your clothes.
It's nice. I can't remember who was saying this. Somebody was saying how, like, there's only a few of these celebrities that aren't on, like, Instagram and social media and stuff.
The best.
And it's like, there's no, like, let's take Brad Pitt, who might, whatever. Just, that's
oh,
one.
Oh, imagine if he was putting stories up.
Yeah, it's like, there's only a few people that have maintained this level of, like, I don't really have an access to him. Mm-hmm. He's, like, on this kind of, and it's probably just like somebody going like, there's no benefit for you to be on this thing.
Only things to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
He does ads now, though.
Thank you. Who's this? What are you calling in from? Fucking TBS Sports?
Oh my God, yeah.
What is this? What are you promoting?
This is my work background for Zoom calls.
What is it? Edison?
It's the brand that the company I work for sells.
All right, what do we have? Because I'm having a hard time reading it. Trembulant.
Holy Mountain.
You got a big bag of buds, Shred, Holy Mountain.
Oh, of course. Oh, it's weed. A fucking weed right. guy. Jesus Christ. Can I get somebody that's in charge of Mountain Dew or something? I mean, why do I want that?
We got a God-fearing American.
I would just love an audience member who works for Pepsi Cola.
Put the weed back up. I want to see it. What do you wait? What does your company do? Do you do the growing or the packaging?
I do all. I'm calling from Canada, so I'm Canadian cannabis. Uh-huh. So we're a different regime up here. Manibus. But yeah, I work for. We can only sell in Canada, so you won't find any of this.
All right.
Oh, you're just teasing us.
Well, how can we help you today, friend?
Well, I was at a Christian Lee Hutchins show a little while ago, Tim, and I bought his record, Beginners. Which thank you to you and I guess Doug for turning me on to this.
Mostly me, but thank you.
420.
And I went up to Christian after.
Did you turn us
and
on to
autograph it?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, but then someone else told you about him, and then you're like, I'll listen to this other person. Anything Doug sends just kind of goes
That's
up,
not true.
Scrolls right past it.
Well, it's like, you know, I expect it just to be some, like, new side project from Diplo or something.
But I asked Christian to autograph it, and I told him about how if you want to write a message to Tim on the record... Then if I can call into the show...
Yes, I remember this. This came up a while ago. So what does the message say? I forget.
The message says, Tim, I don't know if we got off on the wrong foot or what, but 8 months, .. 8 months and no call.
Yeah. I wrote to Christian about that because you sent me this and I wrote to him and we had a little laugh.
Yeah, but I have to bring this to the attention of the larger OHL community to put pressure on.
Yes. Well, we love Christian. I know he's been on the road like a madman. So, I mean, he's one of my favorites. But I mean, I don't know. I get in touch with all these great people, and then you go in and out of touch. Who are your most famous friends? Who are you closest with that everyone would go, wow?
I don't know. No. I don't know.
What's your friend group like?
Not very famous.
Not very large.
Not very intimate.
Who do you live alone?
We'll talk about that after, too.
Okay.
We'll talk about, you know, I don't want to give out those.
So no personal information.
No personal information.
We want to keep you an enigma like
that's
Brad Pitt.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
A what?
All right. Well, thanks for relaying the message. I sounds like an annoying experience for Christian to have to deal with after a show.
Yeah. But, you know, we made an agreement and I've carried out my end by relaying it to you. So
yes.
I can put this away now.
All right.
What's the next thing?
Thank you, friend.
No problem.
Three.
Dip into bowls responsibly. What? Not dip into bowls.
Dip in.
Wait, can I just... We're running out of time here. I wanted to talk about...
Oh, my God, it's almost 11.
I want to talk about the dumbest man in the world, but I don't have time because we got Ruth Garbus.
Who's the dumbest man in the world, Tim?
We are 5 minutes. We started 5 minutes
okay, good.
Late.
So I don't
get
really
into that and then bring Ruth in.
Fine. Yes. We'll play this clip. Now, this guy is one of these guys that's just come up magically in my algorithm on YouTube, probably because of all the Bill Maher and Joe Rogan I watch for research purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Just tax deductible. I don't know how that would work.
How would that do that? Yeah. What would they deduct?
Why? I don't know. But anyway, there he is. Now, This is a little out of context. Have you ever seen this man before in your life?
I haven't, no.
He's this, you know, podcast host, Patrick
PDB. David Ben.
Is he one of the Men's Warehouse guys?
Ben David?
Yeah.
He's Paul Ben David. Right?
He shops there.
Like a low rent Blaze Entertainment or whatever. It's Value Entertainment is the name of his company.
Valuetainment.
And what is he? He's like an investor or some guy that made millions
of
dollars.
Like a real estate guy.
He's an MLM guy.
He's playing.
Oh, he's an MLM guy?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can't. Him and his cronies sit around and they talk politics and never know what the hell they're talking about, you know?
Patrick Bet David.
Yes, Patrick Bet David. And, man, I get sucked in. They had Anthony Weiner on and I watched the whole thing. And it's about 2 hours with Anthony Weiner.
The whole thing.
And I don't give a shit about Anthony Weiner.
Thank you, Anthony Weiner.
There you go. But Anthony Weiner looked like after about 10 minutes, he's like, what the fuck is the matter with you guys? Like, what? What are you, huh? Like, no, 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 no. I don't know what you're talking about. And then they start reading off this list of the people that died that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton knew. You know, the Clinton death
the
list.
Cliffy, the
what about this?
Count.
What about Joe Stavins? What about this guy? What about Harry Brown? What about this? He's like, the fuck? These people have been in power in government
Dole.
For 70 years.
Yeah.
You don't think they're going to know people who died, you dimwit? And he's it's an amazing thing to watch. And again, fucking, I don't give. I'm not here defending Anthony Weiner.
Tony Penis.
Tony Penis. But this clip came up, and now, so I guess they had this priest on.
Okay.
They had this priest on who does exorcisms.
Now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
Yes. Seems goofy already.
That's so great.
And they're getting into it with him, and then I guess I haven't watched the whole thing, but PDB asks the hard stuff here. See what?
Anybody that's been famous, slightly famous. That was ever possessed that needed an exorcism done on him.
What?
What?
Back that up.
I can't think of any.
Back that up again.
Have we ever had anybody that's been famous, slightly famous, that was ever possessed that needed an exorcism?
That's a cool, interesting topic. Let's.
I can't think of anyone that's publicly known.
Why?
Like, let me explain what I mean by like a.
No, we get it.
Basketball player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Baseball player. An actor, a politician,
right.
A military leader.
Famous people.
Anybody that was somebody of influence, why haven't they ever? Why, if the devil is doing what he's doing, why isn't he going and possessing those guys from preventing them from, maybe there's somebody that can make
he's waiting to see where this conversation goes.
Why is he going after people that we don't know?
Regular folk. Can I follow up on that real quick?
The toady here. This guy's great. He's like the you know, the guy in the Tim Pool show with the long hair. He's sort of like meant to be the centrist or whatever. Yeah. He's sort of like the man of reason, but he's got a perspective.
These
on
headphones
this.
Are so tight. All of these headphones. Like, they're cutting off.
He's clamping down that pompadour.
It's vice.
No, but he has a perspective on it.
These famous people is they've sold their soul to the devil.
Yeah.
Right. That's how they got famous. And so to your point, I'd like to hear his response.
Yeah. Are they in the JetBlue lounge?
this guy's in the YMCA locker room.
Yeah.
Priest is regretting it.
So again, I think it would be that somebody would have to come public, first of all. They would have to want to share their story. There could be the stigma that people will think that they're not in their right mind, and then maybe they're going to lose their whatever position, the power, prestige that they have, so they may not be
to have this conversation.
Willing to step forward.
I do like his look.
Goes back to the question.
I love this priest.
Yeah, yeah.
He again, looks so
the chair.
Why
and it's like they're in a post office too with those. Like,
yeah,
the
it's a vault.
Tim, can you get Proch and you could do a parody of this show?
Keep going. Let's see.
Joe get possessed, but somebody that's more prominent doesn't.
So we're trying to dig into the logic of the devil here. That's what we're getting into.
That's the key thing. Whether or not somebody's famous, whether or not they're not famous.
Oh, that was kind of campy, that face he made.
Kind of not famous.
But if the spirit gets a hold of you, do you have any control? So if you, even if you're famous and powerful, if the spirit gets a hold of you, you mean to tell me you're more powerful
you
than
mean
the
to tell
spirit?
Me.
Even if you're famous.
Nope. You know what I'm saying?
It depends on the degree that one's dealing with the demonic. Because something of the person always remains free. That's why even somebody that's possessed.
Patrick is not happy with this answer. He's getting frustrated.
It's not total. There is something that's called a perfect possession.
Oh.
Where somebody takes their free will.
Well, wait a minute. Pause. When he said, why, if these are human beings, these other two guys, Why didn't they laugh when he said perfect possession?
Perfect possession.
Like the natural reaction.
Alliteration. Yeah.
What?
Right. Wait, is he saying if you're famous, how can you still be possessed? Is that his point?
He's just wondering why. Like, why does the devil? I think what he's getting to is like, why does the devil possess famous people? Then they'd have more influence. So keep going. Okay. I mean, the logic is very hard to follow.
With
I agree.
The demonic. So there never would be any manifestations then. The fact that there are manifestations would indicate that there's still an internal battle, there's still a struggle right. That's taking place. But it could be that somebody is possessed, but because they've resigned their free will to the will of the devil, there is no manifestation, there's no battle to take place.
Yeah, but if the devil is so strong, why does he have a hard time getting a hold of other people that are influencers?
Yeah, but why?
Why? And by the way, to say that maybe we don't know about it. When you're famous, we know all your business. You know, the people that get criticism.
Okay, I'm losing it.
It sounds like he's like,
can we move on? I don't really know what I'm talking about.
It sounds like they're trying to get this priest a gotcha question. I know. You know what I mean? They're like banging him into a corner.
All right, one more minute of this, then we'll move on.
One more minute.
Is fame. Like, you know, some people want to go, I'd love to go out there and become successful like that guy or this guy or that guy, and I'd love to have, you know, be a basketball player and get all the fame. I'd love to be a Hollywood star. But the moment you go there, all your business is everyone's business.
Right. So we just came about Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah. So he would be like, we would know if LeBron James was possessed because of paparazzi and TMZ.
We'd see him.
Yeah.
This is, you know, issue. That's why he took a break. That person's going through this. I mean, because even when you can't talk by yourself, somebody's going to leak something. You know, I told a friend of mine one time, I said, when you and I talk about my personal life, do you tell your wife? He said, it's my wife. I'm married to her. I said, you can't tell my business to your wife.
Oh.
Why? Because even if you tell your wife, what if you and your wife get a divorce one day? What's her loyalty to my secrets of my life that I shared with you and the struggles that I have? There is no loyalty. So that has to stay between you and I. He said, that totally makes sense. And it finally made sense. I'm like, okay, great. So even if you're famous, sometimes your biggest fear is, who do I confide in? Mm-hmm. But eventually you're going to confide in somebody and that person's going to leak it. This is why they'll say, such and such has agreed to a 3-year contract extension. Okay, this person has just gone.
This priest one's out.
So I don't know why people who are more, because if let's just say you
priest is asking for last rites.
You're going to get me right. Fucking
you go
one
take
minute.
Somebody that's got influence over what?
How do you even begin to answer that?
I don't know. He's going to say, the priest is going to start with, like I said.
I think these guys are sleeping because if you ever watch YouTube conspiracy videos, like all of these celebrities are possessed by reptilian aliens.
Oh, right. They always show that little screen going. You know, so what is the fucking priest up to?
Look at him to camera. That's good.
I do believe if you wrestle with them, you better have somebody backing you up. I do believe that.
All right.
But my interpretation is a different interpretation.
Apparently.
My interpretation is an exorcism interpretation. My interpretation is for him to convince you, you know, for people sometimes to believe that they don't need help. They don't need faith. They don't need a higher power to back them up. I believe for what I want to do in my life, I need faith. I need backing for somebody to back me up.
This show has millions of views. Can you imagine sitting there listening to this?
Level because I do.
And the comments are like positive through the roof. Such a good point, Patrick.
Like PBD is such an alpha.
Yeah.
In his defense, this guy could convince me to do anything.
You better ask Jesus. Are you being drawn in?
I'm kind of drawn. Yeah, I would kind of.
You don't want to piss him off.
If it was just one-on-one, I think I would fall
for it. He would sell you a condo.
He would sell me a condo, a timeshare. Yeah.
One. Just let me hear what the priest has to say. This fucking filibuster that PDB's on.
Those people like advisors sitting there. Oh,
so the devil believes he's doing something that's advancing his agenda.
All
his
right,
kingdom.
Enough.
All right, but go nowhere.
The devil's agenda.
Yeah.
Fucking. This is like a conversation fifth graders have at Catholic school on the playground. Well, the problem with the devil is like you gotta be careful because if you feel the ground's hot, that means he's coming up. You know, I remember when I was in Catholic school, my mom was Protestant. I wasn't raised Catholic.
You devil worshiping Satanist witch.
And I was praying like this.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids at school said, what are you doing? You got to pray like this.
Mm.
If you pray like this,
you keep it in.
You're praying to the devil.
Oh, because
that's what I was told.
The acoustics.
Look at, I'm praying like this.
This is
the sound's going to fly down
to hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Point this is praying to heaven.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I'm like, Ma, you got me praying to the fucking devil now?
Jesus, Ma.
All right. All this nonsense? Get a life, this priest. Exorcisms. Give me a break. All right, let's change the vibe here, because we have art to provide. Yeah. We provide art.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Let's bring him in.
And I got to perform, too. I'm so nervous.
And Chris has to leave, unfortunately, for a little bit during the song.
Yeah. Chris, you'll step up. You'll be back for the second half of the show. Yeah. We want calls from you. We want Zooms for you. Ruth Garbus has entered the studio. Ruth, are you enjoying the show?
Where's your walk-on music?
Okay. And Ruth, you're joined by the Purple Boys. Are you on?
Can we open those mics up real quick, Luke?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sorry, we're not here.
Can I just mention real quick that after her performance, I'm going to show a little commercial that my friend made for me while they're setting up.
Yes, Doug, can you explain that more?
We all can grow.
I have a skateboard deck, my own skateboard deck, and they're for sale. And my friend Matt made a commercial for it. And we're going to look at the commercial after Ruth's performance.
Where are they being sold?
Link in bio.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Dougpound.bandcamp.com.
Doug, and Doug, I'll give this assignment to you. I'm transitioning to musical performer, guest vocalist. So I need you to kind of introduce and also announce what's happening after the song and the break.
Absolutely.
You're in charge now.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our musical guest on Office Hours Live. It is Ruth Garbus with her band, Ellie and...
Nick Basaglia.
And joining special guest on vocals, we have a celebrity possessed by the devil celebrity, Tim Heidecker on backing vocals. Running. And after this, we're going to see a little commercial, then we're going to do a little break, and then we're going to be back with more Chris Fleming and more calls, more Zoomers, and take it away. Ruth and Tim.
They sleep together outside in it.
some of them not make it through. I like my comforts and my shower, but they might separate me from the truth.
That song is called Mano no Aware, correct?
Correct.
And you're playing in
yes,
L.A.
I'm playing on Sunday in L.A.
Sunday, what day?
Which is the 10th.
The 10th of September.
At 8 p.m. at 2220 Arts, a.k.a. previously known as...
The Bootleg Theater.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
Do you have any other tours? Are you on tour now?
Yes, we this will be the last show. That'll be the last show of our tour.
Nothing between now and then.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, Doug, take us to your commercial and to break, and we'll be back with Chris Fleming, Ruth Garbus. Well, I'm just doing your job.
We'll be right back with...
Everybody.
Yes. Okay, so here's a commercial for my skateboard deck from the V Skateboards. Shout out to Todd Bratrude for designing it and coming up with the whole idea. And my friend Matt Taylor shot and edited this commercial for me. And it's we're going to watch that, and then we're going to go to break. And then we'll be right back with more show.
I can't land my trick.
I freaking hate this deck.
I can't land anything.
Yo. Have you tried this deck? Watch me go.
No way, dude! Look at him go!
You gotta get that board! He's landing everything!
Oh! Pretty cool, huh?
DJ Doug Conn in the mix deck. Available in all sizes from the V Skateboards. Link in bio.
Hello!
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/Office Hours Live. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/Office Hours Live to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.